So here's some big celebrity breaking news today.
Okay.
Cher wants to volunteer at the post office.
Does she really?
Yes. She's been tweeting about it for like weeks now. Since this whole thing has gone down with Trump and the post office, she has been saying, you know, she also is one of these people that tweets in capital letters. So she's like, can I volunteer at the post office? She's been asking it for days. So finally, I guess people said to her, dude, just call the post office and ask them. Why are you asking Twitter? We don't work for the post office. So she did. So today she tweeted, okay, called two post offices in Malibu. They were polite. I said, hi, this is Cher. And I'd like to know if you take volunteers. The lady said she didn't know. She gave me a number of a supervisor. I called and I said, hi, this is Cher. Do you take volunteers? She literally tweeted all this, by the way. And the response was, no, you need fingerprints and a background check.
Right. But I'm Cher.
But I love the fact that like she had to tell us that she called and said, hi, I'm Cher. And then they gave another number. And she said, hi, I'm Cher. Like, you could have, you know, you only get a certain amount of characters in a tweet. She mushed it all together because she ran out of characters. It's like, let me explain to you how to tweet and how to edit things that, or use a thread. You can use it as a thread.
So what is she going to do? Is she going to deliver mail and just sit in the back of her limo when they pull up to a mailbox? You just see a hand pop out and put the mail in and go to the next one.
You hear this song in the background as the mail truck pulls up. You're like, here's Cher with my mail.
And a limo. That's a limo Escalade.
Delivering my alimony check.
Wow. This is the only song that's playing the whole time.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think she wants to work at the actual post office. She wants to stand back there and go, next.
Oh, great.
And then you come up and you ask her for stamps. And then you ask her for an autograph.
And you ask her for tape, because I need to tape this box.
And you come up there and you're like, I want some stamps, but do the line. Snap out of it.
Well, see, hats off to her, because all the other celebrities are just complaining about it. You know, they're trying to make their stand on this. She went out of her way and called somebody to try to get a job to fix it.
To volunteer. Come on. So you're going to go to the Malibu post office and Cher is going to be standing there.
For free. She's not making any money.
Right, exactly. For free, weighing your postage. Do you want insurance with this?
Excuse me, Cher. Do I get a tracking number if I pay this? And then she's got to go ask somebody, and it's a whole thing.
Excuse me, Cher. Am I better off sending this priority? Priority Express? What's the difference?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I want Cliff Clavin.
Pleased to do you. I mean, how do I meet me? Forget it.
He played a postal worker.
Yes.
John Ratzenberger. He's around. He lives in L.A. You know what I mean? I think that would be very kitsch. You go in there and there's Cliff Clavin.
You want Tommy Lee Jones because he was working behind the counter at a post office in Men in Black.
I'd like to remind you that all packages must be properly wrapped. This one is an example of go home and do it again.
The post office should cast actors who have played postal workers in the past.
How about Post Malone?
Right, his name is Post.
Post
it's
Malone.
In the title.
As a postal worker. That's just perfect.